redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Medtem, ko se danes na otvoritvi Vilenice odpirajo razna vprašanja problemov srednjeevropskega literarnega prostora, projekt Atol odpira razstavo, ki raziskuje anatomijo sodobne družbe nadzora. Avtorica Suzanne Treister je med leti 2009 in 2011 izdelala multidisciplinarno konstrukcijo imenovano Hixen 2.0, ki sredstvi likovne umetnosti, filozofije, literature, zgodovinske faktologije in ne nazadnje mističnih interpretacij raznoraznih dogodkov orisuje odnos med zgodovino vladnih programov nadzora in zgodovinami različnih kontrakulturnih gibanj, ki skupaj, koherentno in kohezivno, rišejo meje tehnologije, ki formira naša telesa. Kako se institucionalne prakse vrisujejo v naša telesa? S kakšnimi sredstvi administracija mutira zavest in delovanje nas vseh? Ali sta znanje in suverenost ogrožena s pojavi domišljije, vojaške moči in kontradiktornimi znanstvenimi odkritji? Preko zlitja strogo faktičnih podatkov in mističnih praks, Hixen 2.0 ponuja prostor za zamislitev različnih utopij in distopij prihodnosti. Kako le ta izgleda, lahko preverite danes od 20. ure dalje v Aksiomi. Kot rečeno, se je danes začel 30. festival Vilenica. V ospredju so indijska književnost, slovenski pesnik Milan Jesih in glavni nagrajenec Jahim Topol. Podeljena je bila tudi štipendija srednjeevropske pobude in sicer ukrajinski avtorici Katarini Kalitko. O njegovem ustvarjanju in načinu dela smo spregovorili z glavnim nagrajencem Jahimom Topolom.
After Sestra you wrote a couple of, you know, novels. Is it any easier for you now?
No. But only because the life, because I am father, I am going to work and I am not a rich man, you know, so I must it's not easy to find the time for writing. And it's not easier. All my life is the war with chaos. Ordo abhau. Ordung is the best, you know, but it's everyday war. Well, I find one thing is different. I find that a great way is to don't drink alcohol.
You think that
yes,
helps?
Yes. Okay. I need it many times. I made it, you know, 20 years to find that this is maybe a good idea.
Not to drink alcohol.
Yes, at all.
At all.
Yesterday I had 3 beer, you know, but normally I don't drink. No, I'm joking, but it's very, you know, when you if you don't drink alcohol, yeah. You could write in the morning.
Okay.
It's all. It's all my wisdom.
Did you drink any alcohol while you were writing Sestra?
Yes.
It shows, you know.
It was beautiful, but you couldn't write when you are drunk. I think in every writer is a writer and critic. And if you drink a little, your critic inside you is drunk and he sleeps and the writer could write. But if you drink a lot, the writer is drunk. I have a very, very, very complicated system with alcohol and drugs.
Novice sta pripravili Andreja in Nataša.